Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I am having another one of those every 3 months CT scans this morning. No food or drink from midnight before, and I am really missing my hot cup of coffee. Already planning where to go to get a cup when the test is done. Please enjoy yours. This morning I am reflecting on Jeremiah 29:11. It is one of my favorite verses. It is comforting in times of indecision when you don't understand the ununderstandable events of life. Through Jeremiah, God is telling the Israelites that even though they have been conquered and exiled to Babylon, God has a plan and a promise for the nation. I know the plans I have for you, and not to harm you, plans to prosper you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. The events of last Saturday night's win over the Astros, specifically the impromptu interview with Dansby Watson, brought the words of Jeremiah to mind. The 27-year-old native Atlantan shortstop, played at Vanderbilt, was drafted by the Diamondbacks and in 2016 was traded to Atlanta. On Saturday night, he hit the home run that tied the game, and the Braves went on to win. When Swanson was interviewed right after the game, he was asked, "How do you feel right now?" Swanson, with a beautiful, joyful smile, responded in an unrehearsed, spontaneous message of gratefulness. "So thankful to be here," he said. "The decision to trade me here, well, I didn't understand it. But God always got a plan. Having faith in that plan will never fail you." I am not sure it was what the interview expected, but it was wonderful to hear. All I could think of was the power that such a statement of faith from him could have on so many, particularly young baseball fans. After so much negative coverage of everything going on in the world, it was so encouraging to have a few moments of gratefulness and just pure joy. The crowd in the stadium and outside in the Battery united in positive joy and excitement was wonderful to see. Something good had happened, and the people were so happy to see it. Their joy made me happy too. I don't know about God intervening in baseball games. My thought or imagination is, he sat in the stands with his Braves hat on and watched the athletes play a game that requires athleticism, skill, and a study of the game, just like all the other fans. But as the situation played out, I don't think it is beyond a possibility that the Holy Spirit used that interview moment for Swanson to share his faith in God's plan for himself and each of us. We all needed to hear that, his awareness that he did not get where he was all by himself was very important. When I was teaching and an administrator in middle school, I had the verse framed and sitting on my desk in hopes that God's word, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would impress, comfort anyone who saw it. I have shared it with all my grandsons because our youth are growing up in a difficult time, filled with choices and blind spots. As I have said many times before, and Swanson alluded to it, as you look back on the events of your life, you can see the Lord's leading even when you did not recognize it at the time. He does not take our choice away, but he constantly works for us to receive and live out his plan for us. Let us pray together. Lord, thank you for your constant hand in our lives. There are so many in need of knowing you and don't even realize it. Use us to share the comfort your presence gives to our lives. We may not be a Dansby Swanson, but we have our own audience, and that needs to be reassured that you are holding on tight to us. Help us take to heart the words of Jeremiah and those of Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. For you most assuredly have a plan to prosper us with hope and a future. Amen. Thank you once again for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.